Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are getting a divorce.
While black men don't cheat, black women definitely do cheat, so she probably cheated.
Also, they're saying he's dating Jennifer Aniston. I think it's because Obama's gay. Remember the rumors that came out? Which would be the worst for the black community? If Obama was gay, or if he cheated, if he had an affair on Michelle and was dating a white woman? Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are getting a divorce.
They definitely are, because while black men don't cheat, black women definitely do cheat, so she probably cheated.
Oh? I think it's because Obama's gay. Remember the rumors that came out?
Yeah, but it's not because he's gay. It's because she cheated because he was gay.
It's not cheating if he's gay.
It definitely is.
How is it cheating if you misrepresent yourself before the relationship and then your girl finds out and she do whatever she does? It's not cheating.
Is he still giving you dick?
You think a gay nigga would be attracted enough to a woman? Actually, Michelle Obama looks kind of like a guy, so I think he would be able to.
Oh my God, here we go again with your racist,
no,
misogynistic.
I'm just saying, she has some masculine features, which to me, it's not. I find Michelle Obama attractive. It's just she does have
this
some masculine.
This nigga lie.
I'm not gay or anything. I'm just saying, she's like a sturdy gal.
He finds Michelle Obama attractive. Okay.
She's a sturdy gal. I'm just saying she's a sturdy gal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, she's both for the gays and the straight. Like, imagine if Barack Obama is gay, he's gonna be turned on by her masculine side.
Nah.
If he's straight,
I can see that.
He'll be turned on by her feminine side. You know, it's a win-win.
You're such a philosopher.
Bitch.
I love it.
I am. I'm the best. I'm so woke.
So do you honestly think that they're getting a divorce or they're separated?
I don't know. But also they're saying he's dating Jennifer Aniston.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's cool.
He'll lose his black card.
Why would he suddenly go white? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He'll lose his black card.
To be fair, the world forgot that this nigga is half white.
That's true. What do you think would be worse for his reputation?
Mm-hmm.
That he's gay or that he's dating a white woman?
Dating a white woman.
In the black community, what do you think would be worse for his image? That he's gay or he's dating a black woman?
Dating a white woman, because the black community has already been infiltrated by the homos. We have Lil Nas X. Hip hop is super homo.
They're still not accepted.
Niggas kissing each other on the mouth. Yes, they are. They just do it on the look. Everybody knows about Diddy and his freak offs and all the booty bandits that attend those freak offs. So clearly,
that's not really being gayness.
Gay. Gayness has infiltrated the black community.
That's a good
black
thing.
Pop culture. So therefore, Obama being gay would be accepted. Well, we had a gay black president. That's awesome, guys. Yes.
That is true.
You know, so yes, they would be with it.
But can you retro claim a black gay president? When he was president, he was straight. You can't say we had the first gay president.
We can work with the semantics a little bit, you know? First gay black president. That's an accurate statement. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
But the inaccurate statement would be first openly gay black president.
That's what I was going to tell you. The proper statement would be first closeted president.
First closeted black president.
No, it could just be first closeted. Well,
you have to add the gay black qualifier in there, or else it's not that special.
But black people won't want to.
Because plenty of white president were probably closeted. They just don't know. So you have to add the black in there to make it special.
First closeted black president.
Correct.
I feel like it's more diminutive than additive. Because if you keep adding first black gay president, it becomes less of an achievement.
How do you think black people has been getting cool points under their belt, achievements under their belt? They're
first
the first black at something, not the first at something.
No, it's like first black who's 6 feet, who came from a second generation immigrant.
Correct.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, to me, it makes it less impressive.
Correct.
It's very diminutive.
That's what being black gets you in America. You have to create a category of your own. Not first. Look, not first Yale valedictorian, first Black Yale valedictorian. No, he's a valedictorian who happens to be Black.
So that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't give Obama all these things because it wouldn't,
We have to.
He should be first gay president. He should be first gay president.
You have to add the Black qualifier because it makes everything special.
Too many qualifiers make it less special.
The qualifiers is the only reason that why it's special.
No, it's not. First Black president who went and dated a white woman after getting out of office while battling gay rumors. It's too specific.
And that's why it's special.
No, it's not special if it's too specific. That means you're just in the lower percentile.
Watch this. If your mom keeps saying, my handsome boy, right? Like, oh my God, I'm handsome. It's cute. You feel special. If she goes and says that to everybody, my handsome boy, you're like, this bitch is calling everybody handsome.
You don't see, your brain not working right now. Listen, if he said, I'm the fastest man to run a marathon wearing Nike socks with Adidas shoes while it rained next door at 6 p.m.
That's special.
It's not special. It's too specific.
Yes, it is because nobody else has done that specifically.
Okay, exactly. That's special. Because there are not that many people will be competing for that specific category.
Correct. That's what makes it special.
It's not special. It's not if you were like the fastest category. Which one would you rather? Which one would you rather be? The best-selling hip hop artist who lived in Florida, Gainesville, at zip code 33, what the fuck ever, who drives a Toyota Camry of the color purple? That's you. You're that best-selling artist. Or overall best-selling artist in the world. Which title would you rather have?
The first one, because nobody can achieve that one.
Oh my God. That's but you're what beating makes it less special. People. You're beating less people.
It doesn't matter. It's special.
Oh my God. Is Obama gay or not?
Is Obama gay or not?
Yeah, is Obama gay or not?
That's for him to know and for us to find out.
How are we gonna find out? You gonna get caught with a dick in his mouth?
No, you're going to have to dingle some dildos at his next speech. If he jumps, you catch him. You got to reel him in with some Black cock dildos.
Nah, that's
homophobic. Nah,
if anything, people would probably blame the gay part on his white side.
I mean, where's the lie? Where's the lie?
So if Obama's gay, it's because he was raised by a white woman.
Because he has white genes.
Because he was raised by a white woman and had a Black absentee father.
He has the white gay in him.
So you think, when he became president, his dad was probably proud as fuck of him, right? But do you think if it comes out that he's gay, do you think his dad goes, yeah, you know what? I don't want you no more. And they go, I'm not proud of you anymore.
I mean, that's a possibility. Because remember that meme video of the reporter asking the, I guess, trans whatever lady, like, why are you gay? Well, I'm not gay. I like, you know, that. You gay. That was Obama's dad. Fun fact. Yes. And that's why Obama left his dad to be with his mom, because the white mom was more accepting of the gay son, allegedly.
I don't think Obama had a choice in leaving.
Yes, he did.
I think the dad left his ass, boy.
The dad, yes. Because he wasn't accepting a gay son.
Let me see.
Guys, this is all jokes. Please don't come after us. Don't sue us for no reason.
They're just trending online, but I don't know where they came from. The rumors that Barack Obama is dating Jennifer Aniston, which, let's be honest, she's no longer cute.
Jennifer Aniston. The only time she was cute was in Friends, but even in Friends, like, her co-stars look better than her to me.
Like Courtney Cox?
Yeah, Courtney Cox, that's her name.
Damn, she said, nah, they're not dating, bro.
Yeah, everybody's denying it. Of course.
She was like, I know Michelle more than him. Ugh, I don't believe that shit. These white women, they're homewreckers.
Any woman who had the option to get with a former president while that president is married, like, ooh.
Not just any former president, but a swagger. What's it called?
A well-known and popular former president.
Swaggerific president.
Well-known, popular former president.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hope those rumors are true, just so I can see how black people react.
They're gonna lose that shit. They're gonna lose their shit.
What do you think? What do you think? No, seriously though. Let's be serious for a minute.
Okay.
The black community.
We're not serious, by the way. We are two sleep-deprived individuals who decide to have podcasts and just rambling on. But continue.
Which would be the worst for the black community? If Obama was gay, or if he was dating, if he had an affair on Michelle, and was dating a white woman, which one would be more damaging for white the black community? White woman.
You know why? Mm. And I'm going to lay out a clear case for you, right? Mm. We just celebrated Martin Luther King Day, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps saying how great MLK was and everything, right? But he still cannot live down the fact that he had an affair.
He lived it down. Men don't care about that.
With a white bitch.
Men don't care about that.
Wait, was it a white girl that he had an affair with?
I don't remember, but let's just say for the sake of the pod, for the sake of entertainment, let's say yes.
It was a white woman. Yes. He knew he was never able to live that down. And he was supposedly a great man.
But you can't be surprised by that. He's trying to unify black and white people together. So what?
Correct. So he should be sleeping with a whitey. Yes. A snow bunny, as Dr. Umar likes to call them. Yo. So clearly, that would be very damaging to Obama's legacy. And as a black man, I will not stand for it. Only date sisters. Black men, do not. Black men, do not.
You gonna follow your own advice?
Let me stop. I don't follow my own advice, okay? I only date Haitians, and we all know Haitians are not black. So.
Haitians are out of this world. They're angels. Haitian women are angels. They're out of this world. You get your Haitian
woman. Let's pause for a little bit, right? Mm. Let's briefly go over this idea of only date within your ethnic group. Your race, or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Now, during the times of kings and lords and all that nonsense, right? They were marrying families, you know, to grow their kingdoms and, you know, expand their territories and whatever it was. If another person wasn't white, they met, not like they had to be black or something like that, but I'm saying like you did not have to be of the same ethnicity or the same race or the same whatever background to marry into a family. You just had to be of royal blood.
Or you just need to have like money, right? High status?
Money, yes. So then why is it that we have this idea of, actually, let me stop. Dr. Umar is going to pop out of nowhere like, I'm going to tell you why. Niggas need to stick with niggas to continue the bloodline. So I'm not going to do that. I just think it's very stupid.
How about this? All right, for you, why are you open to dating outside of your race?
Why I'm open to dating outside of my race? Because I don't choose people based on their race. I choose people based on who they are. If a girl is nice, she's very attractive, she's intelligent, she's funny, I'm not going to take her race into consideration. Like, that's the last thing that I'll take into consideration before dating someone. Like, oh, sorry, I can't date you because you're white or you're black or you're Hispanic or you're this. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that stuff.
Would it make you racist if you considered her race first when it came to dating?
Yes. Her? Yes.
Why would that make you racist? What if you go, you know what? Her culture.
If it's just a preference, look. Okay. If it's just a preference, like, well, I like this over that just because of, I don't know, how you find it attractive and stuff like that. Cool. But if you think to yourself, I'm black, I only want a black woman because we're going to keep the black going.
You're saying that's racist?
I don't think that's a... Because here's a double standard, right? Mm. if a white girl says, oh no, I would never date a black man because I'd rather keep the whiteness going on in my family, everybody would have some shit to say. Right? If a Spanish guy says, oh no, I would never date a black person, no offense, but my preference is to date only another Hispanic because I want to keep the Hispanic bloodline going.
People are going to bring up the, oh my God, people, black people have been deemed undesirable in the past. And
that's not true. There's no other race that has been more fetishized than black and Asians.
Having that stance stems from a racist place. That's why it's racist when they do it, and it's problematic when they do it. But if we were to do it, we're just trying to strengthen our community and our families, and so it's okay for us to date black only, and blah, 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 blah.
Those are professional victims, okay? They're professional victims, and that's all they're good for. All I'm saying is, personally, race is the last thing that I take into consideration when I'm choosing to date someone. Umar has this nonsense about, like, you have to think about your bloodline, your kids, and how you get along with that family. But I'm not like, okay, like what? So because we were born a different race, we're automatically excluded from creating a life with that person. That's kind of weird
because
to me.
Because, like, the culture, your cultural backgrounds are so different. It'll be a challenge to adapt and assimilate within their culture.
I believe it's a stupid take.
Struggle. They won't understand your struggle. What?
I am not, like, I am not defined by my struggles.
Are you dismissing the black experience?
Listen here, black niggas, all right? You are not defined by your struggles, okay? Uh-huh. Sure, there's some lessons to be learned from the past so we don't repeat it. But being black doesn't make you a victim.
But I'm not the one defining myself based on my struggles. The society is. When the cops see me, they see my skin color first.
They're, and that's the cop's problem.
Defining me by my
struggles. All you have to do as a black man when you get pulled over by a cop is pull out that thing that I know you're carrying because you're black and blast at these niggas. They'll leave you the fuck alone.
I was told something else. I was told when you get pulled over by a cop, get on your knees and start sucking. That's... That's what I was told.
White people are not gay. Remember that. They're not going to go for it. They're not going to go for it.
It has worked for me every time. I mean, I've never had to meet a police officer, so I would never try any of that.
Okay, hold on. Now, let me ask you a real question, okay?
Tell me.
Have you ever dated outside of your race? And would you ever, if not?
I've only dated black women, and I'm open to dating any race. Like, to me, it's not a matter. Character is always the first thing for me, so that's why I've only ended up with black women. It's not like,
wow, you think black women have better character? That's fucked up.
No, say that. What I'm trying to say is, because race is not important to me, whenever I meet a woman who I vibe with, it just so happened to be black women, therefore, I dated black women, right? If it just happened, since it just so happened they were black, there could have been white. I would have dated them too. Like, I don't care for race. The idea of the idea, because Dr. Umar's argument is, it's a marriage is a social economic contract. Like, you get married to better your social status, social situation, your economical situation, blah 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 blah. Okay, sure, but if white people have more wealth than black people, wouldn't it be best to
marry into that family? Correct.
Marry the niggas who got the more money, and then
cheat on the side with a black bitch. Yes.
Cheat on the side with a black bitch. Take the money out of that community. Get the white bitch. Your community.
Thank you. Get the white bitch for her resources and wealth, and then bring that resource and wealth to a black bitch by having kids with the black bitch.
That's all you gotta do. I think the brothers got it backwards, because they date black women and they go cheat with white women.
Yeah. That's what they're fucking up.
That's what they fuck up.
They wait till they have wealth themselves so they can afford to go into the white family. Like, no, nigga. Right? Stay broke.
You're doing
go
it
into
backwards.
The white family. Rob them niggas, you know, on the low. Bring that wealth back into the black community.
Yes.
That's it.
Preach, King. We figured it out. Black people, stop doing the backwards shit. Get your white money.
What? I now understand Kanye.
Kanye's doing it right?
And Travis Scott. And who else?
No, they did it backwards. They waited till they got money to get with the fucking white girls.
The Kardashians have more money than Travis Scott. Like,
oh, that's blasphemy.
And Kanye, I would assume.
I mean, yeah.
Right. So I think they did it right.
No, but they're not dating black women now. They're still on that Snow Bunny
show. You don't know if they have other kids?
I'm pretty sure Kanye doesn't have any other kids right
now. You don't know.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm saying I haven't seen him out with like a blackity black girl.
Oh, that's true. No. Kanye been racist because he was with Amber Rose. Well,
he's not black.
Bitch.
He's never really. I've never seen him publicly with a blackity black.
Wait, before girl. Amber Rose, wasn't he with a black girl?
I think so, but that's he's making he's proving our point. He was with a black girl before he was big. Once he got super big, he got with the whiteies.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I take it back. I don't respect Kanye. Sorry, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Travis Scott, too.
We're doing it backwards. So when we're broke, get with a white woman and then go in there, infiltrate that family, infiltrate that community, make yourself rich and wealthy, get the resources out, and take it into the...
Once black your credit score reaches 800 and change.
Once that your credit score, 80, like how low was it, bitch? What the fuck?
Once your credit score reaches 800, that's when you know, okay, cheating time. So there you go, ahead, get with a black queen.
Perfect. Never, never bust inside a white woman. Act like, oh, I can't have kids. I'm sorry, honey. Blah, blah, blah. And then take your semen.
Because you're giving her things to hold over. Yeah, yes, that's true.
Yeah,
you can't don't shackle yourself to a white woman. Correct. Date, get that money, get out. Treat her like a job.
Correct. She's a job.
You know what's crazy? Never mind. I'm not going to speak that into existence. I'm going to keep that shit to myself.
What? Is it because of the white girl that you're dating?
I'm not. Shut up. You go. People already think I only date white women because I look like the Snow Bunny type. Like, I haven't dated any white women.
Truth be told, you only date white women.
Shut up. You know what? This is a good
It's because of the gauges.
People were telling me I look like a white woman before the gauges.
No. It's the gauges.
I've been getting this shit since before the gauges.
The gauges make you suitable to be white. Who are the gays?
As a matter of fact, one of my exes, black woman, a blackity blackity black woman, thought I was a coon. But that's a story for another day.
How did you give them that impression? It's so weird.
I don't know, man. Black people can't. Damn, be weird.
You've been a fucking Oreo. Oh my God.
I'm not an Oreo. I'm more black than you.
Cause your second girlfriend, bro, your second girlfriend was legit Nigerian and she thought you was a coon.
No, it wasn't her.
Who?
I told you know this shit already.
Wait,
anyway, it's a good
you
place
said,
to stop
wait,
it.
You said your first or your third?
No, I said one of my girlfriends, one of my exes.
Which one? Did you give me the third one?
I'm not gonna, we'll talk about it later, but.
It can't be the first one because you guys were too young.
Okay.
So it has to be the third one.
Don't matter, nigga. All I'm saying is I'm blacker than you. I drink Hennessy. You don't even drink alcohol. Exactly.
You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself, bro. Anyways.
On that note, that's it. Obama's not gay. They're just rumors. He's not dating a white woman. That might be true. I hope it's true. And see the black community just
the reaction. All they want to do is Dr. I mean, Dr. Umar already don't like Obama, so Obama's that would give him more ammunition to drill on that nigga. But
exactly. But anyway.
Well, I hope you guys learned something interesting today. Is that my co-host is a coon and he only likes white women. Yeah, well, he at least looks like he only dates white women.
I'll put your business out right now. Only dated Latinas. You only date
that's
Latinas.
A lie.
Those are your types.
I'm half and half, baby. Haitians, two Haitians, two Latinas. I'm a well-balanced brother.
You literally said, from now on, you're only dating Latinas and I'm only moving forward
never
with Latinas.
Never said that. I'm a well-balanced brother. Two Haitians,
you
two
said,
Latinas.
You said black girls.
And you know what?
You said black girls' pussies look like Barney. Because it's purple.
We got Barney? What the fuck does that mean?
It's purple.
What the fuck?
It's not
purple.
That's what you said. We said black woman vagina is like Barney. Mm-hmm. It's purple. I'm scared.
You trying to go up with a bar? Or did you hear that from a rap song?
You said it!
From one of my rap songs? I'm kidding. I never said that shit.
You shut said the fuck it. Up.
I ain't never said that shit a day in my life.
We call it BPP.
Black.
Purple pussy.
BPP. You can do better. You're flying spirit again, brother.
All right, nigga. I'm well off.
Bye.
Bye.